what is the purpose of Sunday school?
Well, are we talking about younger adult Sunday school or Sunday school for little kids?
I would say children between, you know, preschool through 8th, 9th grade, that type of Sunday
school. Okay, well, for the little ones, you know, I think it's an environment for them to learn in, and it's harder for them to sit through a Sunday morning worship service. So, you know, a really good Sunday school will bring in, you know, the didactic teaching side of it, but also incorporate games and things that would kind of captivate their age group. For adults, as you get older, I think Sunday school allows you to address issues more specifically that maybe wouldn't get addressed from the pulpit. Like, I don't know, I like to do really specific messages in Sunday school, like how do you handle 1 John 3, verse 9? What is Canaanite genocide? Why did God eradicate the Canaanites? You know, some kind of specific area that people maybe have been wrestling with, but you don't typically get that addressed from the pulpit. So, to me, those are the two main purposes of Sunday school.
All right. Sounds good. Have you grown up in Sunday school? Did you benefit at all from going into a Sunday school at an early age, or did you not have any religious spirituality?
No, I grew up Episcopalian, so I really wasn't saved until I was 16. But I remember as a kid, even in that Episcopalian church, having to memorize the Ten Commandments. And, you know, I feel that God did use that to plant a seed. I remember learning a Bible song that even to this day is in my mind. So even though I was unsaved at that time, I still have a very fond memory of my early Sunday school teachers, and I feel God took a lot of those seeds. I like your title of your ministry, Planting Seeds Ministries, because that
thank you
is a lot of what happened to me with early Sunday school as an Episcopalian.
Being a pastor of Sugarland Bible Church, have you had to work with some of your Sunday school teachers, or have you been addressed any failures, or have seen any failures in the Sunday school ministry?
The biggest failure I've seen is in adult Sunday school, where there's no structure, where people think Sunday school is everybody comes in and gives their own opinion about something, which to me is a pooling of ignorance. And I think there needs to be structure. I think you need to have someone there that's qualified to teach. Now, with Sunday school, it's different than a pulpit ministry. We have more opportunity for questions and answers. But I even think that those Q&A times, interactive times, need to be guided. I just think it's a danger to have it a forum where everybody comes in and just spits out whatever in their mind. It's sort of, have you been to these so-called Bible studies where they're all sitting around and one person says, I think the passage means this.
Everybody puts their two cents in, yeah.
Yeah, and to me it's, you walk away confused. So you need someone there that has the authority of a teacher in the sense that the church recognizes them as a teacher. And it's okay, interaction is wonderful, but it needs to be nice.
Yes. And I just want to know what your input is on what some key elements for a child to learn.
Well, to me, the most key elements are in Genesis 1 through 11. We have creation, Genesis 1 and 2, fall of man, Genesis 3, because if you don't understand the fall, you don't really see your need for a Savior. And then you would have catastrophe, you know, the worldwide flood, Genesis 6 through 9, and then confusion, what happened at the Tower of Babel. And, you know, all of that is really fertile soil for presenting the gospel. And so once that groundwork is laid, they're in a position to understand Jesus and what he did and how the gospel is not what we do for ourselves. It's what he's done for us through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead and receiving that as a free gift. And then once you get beyond the gospel, a final element is the return of Christ. So,
just the whole plan, the timeline.
Yeah, the major events. And, you know, once you get more in depth, you can get into Israel and the church and different things like that. But to me, the basic things a kid needs to learn is creation, fall, catastrophe, confusion, then the gospel, and then the return of Christ.
A lot of these lessons are right in Genesis.
I think Genesis 1 through 11, I think God knew what he was doing when he gave us Genesis 1 through 11 first.
What, do you implement any of the, what God is like or the character of God into this as well?
Yeah, because as you're learning these things, you're learning God is a God of judgment because you have the flood. You learn that God is a God of salvation because he provided a way of escape for Noah and his family. So, you know, obviously with all of these things, you're weaving in, you know, key elements of the attributes of God.
Sure.